Right at the back of section 6 is the outline for the steps in the phasphobia model, so turn to that page now. So the first step is to establish a resource anchor, a really, really good, strong resource anchor, which in some books on NLP is called a bailout anchor. It's if the client gets too uncomfortable as they're working through releasing the phobia that you can fire off their resource anchor and have them feel more comfortable. Then, just as I talked about in the last track, we want to acknowledge the client's ability to learn quickly and never forget. This is a situation where the person learns this behavior, this very strong kinesthetic response to a specific trigger, and they never ever forget. Every time this certain thing is present, they respond in exactly the same way every time. They never forget. Then we get into setting up the actual phasphobia process itself. So we have the client imagine they are sitting in a cinema, looking at a blank screen. Then you have them imagine floating up out of their body, leaving their body in the cinema, and they float up into the projection booth so they can see themselves sitting in the cinema, looking at the screen. So we now have double dissociation from the screen, and we're going to have them have double dissociation from the internal representation which creates the phobic response. We then have them watching themselves on the screen, experiencing their phobic response as the movie runs forward in black and white. When the movie gets to the end, we have them freeze frame it, and then we either have them black out the screen or white out the screen, their choice. Once they've done that, we have them associate into the movie screen, and we have them run the movie at high speed backwards in color. Once it gets back to the beginning of the movie, we then have them freeze frame it and either white that screen out or black that screen out. We then repeat steps 4 to 7 quickly, running it forwards in black and white dissociated, running it backwards in color very, very quickly associated, and we keep doing that until all of the kinesthetic internal, all of the negative kinesthetic response is gone and they can't access it anymore. Once that's happened, we then do a test in the future pace. Testing, quite simply, we take them back to times in the past where they used to have the phobic response, having noticed that they don't have the response anymore. Future pacing, we take them out to the future, a future event where that certain stimulus was present, and have them notice that their response is totally balanced and flat. Once we've done our testing and future pacing, we then need to check the ecology. Do they now have an appropriate response to the specific trigger or stimulus? For instance, let's say the person had a phobia of snakes. It's appropriate, if you see a snake, to get out of the way. We're not wanting snakes to become their best friends, necessarily. So, in certain situations, you might get rid of the phobic response, but the person doesn't know what to do instead. In which case, you would use a swish pattern, which we learnt earlier on this CD, to install a new appropriate behavior to the original trigger for the phobia. So the first picture would be the picture that triggered the old phobic response, and the second picture would be the new behavior, the new response that you want the person to have if they don't know what to do instead of the old phobic response. And that's the phasphobia model. Very, very quick, very effective.